Welcome to the Directors Club Podcast, your go-to resource for child care center owners and directors seeking success at their centers. Each week, we dive into the world of child care management, sharing valuable tips, tools, resources, and strategies to help you build enrollment, retain top teachers, and streamline your operations. With a casual and lighthearted approach, we tackle the challenges you face from staffing and enrollment to business skills and time management. Join us as we unlock the secrets to creating a thriving childcare center. Let's laugh, learn, and grow together. This is the Directors Club Podcast. Good morning. How are you? It's Noelle from the Directors Club. And I'm recording podcasts this morning, and instead of recording this one on a regular podcast, I decided to stream this one into our private Facebook group for the directors in the Directors Club, because it's a topic that I know that you're interested in. There's so much going on in our world right now with the government, whether they're putting forth bills for early education. And a lot of people are worried about universal pre-K or funding into early education, losing funding, and even talking to Sam Phillips, who is a leader in insurance for early education. She's talking about centers getting cut from the funding that they get from, not the funding, the insurance that they get. They're like not allowed to get it. Even in Massachusetts, we have seen deep cuts in coverage limits, but not in the pricing is still staying going up. So there's so many different things that you can do to advocate for your child care center. And I'm going to share a few tips with you and how I got into it so that you can do this for yourself. Now, as a member of the Directors Club, you can jump into office hours any week if you have a topic you need to talk about, and I can help you craft your letter or give you some ideas. But for today, I'm going to go through what I do. And so years ago, how I get into this was I was networking for our center when my sister and I opened. And I met an elected official, Betty Poria, who was a Republican. She was the highest Republican in, she was a House of Representatives. She was your representative in Massachusetts. And she came to every single meeting that we had. And I got to know her. Actually, she knew my family, which I didn't know that because I'm a tad bit older than my sister. So I wasn't around town that much when we moved here. And I was in college. So I met her. And one day at school, it was about a year in, we were a new business. So you know how hard that is to be a brand new child care center. And I ended up, we accepted vouchers. And so every single month, we got this big check for the voucher students. And what we used that for was for the rent. So one month, I open up the email, the letter that came in. It was supposed to be the check. And it was during the summer, which was like awful. The first few summers for us were so bad because people were leaving constantly and not staying at the center over the summer. And open up the check so I can pay my rent, and there's no check. And it was just a letter that said that over the past year, they realized that many of the families across the Commonwealth had not provided proof of what their income was. And so they forced them to do that. This was like in 2006. And now it's like totally different, thank God. But they didn't make them do it. And so when they came in, they found out that people made more money than they said they did the last time they came in. And what happened was they owed all this money because they shouldn't have gotten the voucher at the certain rate that they got it at. They should have had a parent fee. And so every single one of the families that I had enrolled, and these were all at the time single moms with more than one child, were all of a sudden dumped with, you owe the child care center $2,000. You owe them $1,800. It was like these amounts that I'm like, who can deal with this? Think of a single mom in 2006 that has more than one child that is working like a dog. Like I can think of a bunch of them back then, and they were like CNAs, like they weren't making $1 million, and they had to pay this money back. And then I had no money for rent. And I went to my sister. I'm like, what are we going to do? And so I called Betty Poria, called her on the phone, called her office, and I spoke to someone that worked for her, and I told her my problem. And I said, I can't believe that I'm responsible to go after this money, number one. Number two, now these parents, like, I need the money. And I was thinking about other centers. Like, we only had, I don't even know. I never have more than 12, so less than 12 families. But some centers are like all voucher. And are they not getting any money? And so I told her my problem. And within an hour, Betty called me back. And she was like, Noelle, I need to know more. So I like gave her, sent her the letter, faxed it, because we weren't like scanning stuff into PDF. Faxed her the letter. She said to me, can you jump on a phone call with the head of the education committee at the House of Representatives and the Senate? They have like different committees up there. So I got on a call with, it was a gentleman, I can't remember his name. And I explained what happened to us. And they went and they, I don't know what they did. I have no idea what they did. But the people that had the check, that issued the check at the time, was Home Health Services. And they went to Home Health Services and they told them, you go after the money, send the money out to the people. And they did that. And within 3 weeks, we got our check. And that is a hero story. That is an awesome story. Doesn't always happen like that. But that's when I got my foot wet in, I call it my Friday morning emails. Every Friday morning when I start my day, I sit down and I think about what happened this week, good, bad, and the ugly. And I share one story with our elected officials on the towns I serve for the child care center and then wherever I live. And so what I want you to know is that you can go to, I'm going to Google it really quick. How do I find my elected official? That's what I Google. And it gives me USA.gov. And while I'm in here, I'm going to post it in the chat for my members that are watching this on stream. And I can't post it in the chat. Sorry, guys. I'll post this after. When I'm done with the video, I'll go in and post it. But USA.gov, you can find your elected officials. And what you want to do is find out who you can be talking to. Click on their names and save those contacts. So find out who it is. Get their email address, their phone number. Honestly, I never call anymore. I just email. And also go to their website. They'll have a personal website for their candidacy in their office. And I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. Their party does not matter to me. Every party matters to me in early education or on whatever forefront that I want to talk about. Because sometimes I talk about mental health. And sometimes I talk about government spending in general. It doesn't always have to be early ed. So find out who they are. Then what I want you to do is I want you to get on their websites and sign up for their newsletters. Those are great. They'll tell you like what bills they're working on. They will tell you resources that they have access to. Like if there's been like massive flooding, that's in the emails. Any big bills that they have, they'll be in there as well. But what is also can be in there is their office hours. And so you have different ways to talk to them. You can email them, call them, or jump on an office hour. And sometimes they're in person, but because of COVID, a lot of them went to Zoom, which I love. And you can show up. You don't have to set up a time or anything, and you can just sign up to go. And then during their allotted time, you can get on there and talk about something. And it's a great way for them just to hear you. It doesn't have to be, I want you to approve a $10 billion bill for early ed. It could be something as simple as, I just want you to know that we're really struggling in early ed with hiring. Like any help would help with that. We're struggling with the cost of healthcare, like whatever it is. I want to offer healthcare. I can't because I can't afford this. You always want to go with one topic. You don't want to go with 500 topics. You want to speak to them one topic. That's it. So show up in office hours. Another resource that you have with them is as you email them, not so much office hours, but when you email or call, they have people that work for them, just like any office. So like they might have an office manager, like someone that represents them. Anyone you talk to will be helpful. You don't always have to talk to the elected official. I found it to be very helpful. And like in my hometown, they have, her name is Sarah. The whole town has actually bought this woman gifts because she is literally takes care of every single thing you can possibly imagine, either on Facebook or you can email her. And she, it's instantaneously, she is solving problems. But I've talked to offices in at the federal elected official level and at the state, and they're both very helpful. So don't always feel, oh, they're just like, I'm only talking to an aide. It's not only an aide. It's very, they're very helpful. They're in their ear. They're hearing the conversations coming in from the constituents. And I can't guarantee they're going to vote her way, but at least we can have our voices heard. I just got an email the other day about in Massachusetts, we get a grant. It's called the C3 grant. And that is funding that we get to help us with staffing, professional development, anything to up-level a high-quality childcare center in the Commonwealth. And we all get this grant, and we get it for 12 months. They guaranteed it through June 30th right now. But they decided to cut it because many new childcare centers are opening, and now they don't have enough funds for everyone that has been on it since COVID. I'm going to keep my mouth shut about that. So I wrote an email, and I said to them, we've been guaranteed these funds through June 30th. I'm not expecting it to go past June 30th because you said that it was only approved through June 30th, but now we're getting half of what we've been promised. And so I wrote that to them. Some centers, it says, it depends on where your center is at with vouchers. So we accept vouchers. What will happen is if you accept vouchers, you're only going to get half. If you don't accept vouchers, you're getting zero. So a center shared with everybody, a group of directors, that they're going from getting $12,000 a month, which is like critical to her small center, to zero. She's getting zero. Like she has budgeted in May and June for $12,000, and now she's getting zero. That's awful. When we were guaranteed this money because new people are coming on. So I sent this email to them on this one topic, because you always just want to talk one topic, one email, one topic. If you have 15 topics, send 15 emails. Each one should be just one topic. Just because if you put so many, that everything's going to get lost. That's what I found. One topic. Short one topic. That's what I do. So I wrote this email, explained the situation, gave two examples of how it's hurting people. I gave three examples, very short examples of how this money is benefiting our center. And then I went ahead and asked for them to take action and to look into this issue. I sent them the letter that we got from the Department of Early Education and Care stating how they were going to cut our funding unexpectedly. And instantaneously, I got an email back, and it said, you brought up a good point. They were surprised themselves to read the email that we got from the Department of Early Ed. They also were going to look into it. And then they came back a little. They asked me a few more questions. I responded about the money and a little bit more specifics. And then I got another email later in the day from an aide that said, we're about to be voting on some bills. Any other things that you want us to think about? And so one of the biggest things I want them to think about is one of the things I can't stand about the funding in Massachusetts. While it's great to have it, not going to complain about it, but I'm on a border of Rhode Island. I'm 45 minutes from Connecticut. We get employees from those areas. We have a lot of employees from Rhode Island. Rhode Island doesn't have as good a pay as Massachusetts. We have better benefits that we offer than most of the centers that we are near. So I have a ton of teachers from Rhode Island. They are highly qualified. They are amazing. I have this team right now that is like literally the dream team in early education, and they cannot get any of the benefits that my Massachusetts employees can get. They can't get tuition for college. They can't get daycare. Like right now, Massachusetts is giving vouchers to Massachusetts residents who work in childcare. But you see, all my Rhode Island employees, they pay Mass taxes. They pay in every single week. They are dedicated. They all have worked at Massachusetts centers because they're better paying and they can't afford to live in the area. And so they're getting hurt because of that, even though they're dedicated. And so that is what I went back with. Like, I want them included in all of the benefits that Massachusetts residents get, because I can give you a list of Massachusetts residents that have worked for me, that have taken the voucher, and that have taken the scholarships over all the years that it's been offered. I think like 10 that no longer work in early ed. They work in other fields. And so why are they given this gift and they're not even required to stay and use it, where these other people live in Rhode Island, they're paying taxes in Mass and they would benefit. They're paying it for themselves. Or my sister and I have decided to use the grant money to help them pay for college. Think of what, that's the things that we're talking to them about. So I want you to think about that. One topic emails. What's one thing you can go back? And I don't look at the relationship with our elected officials as red, blue, green, like whatever color you want to be. I don't really care. I don't care what their stand is. I don't care what their I don't care what their platforms are. I just want to be heard. That's it. I want a seat at the table. I want my voice heard about all the families, all the employees. My sister and I as business owners. That's what I just want heard. And so I want a collaborative relationship with them. I will never forget the time that I went to testify at the State House. And right before we get on the, I was like, I am completely against unions in childcare, only for the fact I am not against unions. I'm against unions in childcare because they were trying to push a union in Massachusetts. And one of the things on the list was disgruntled employees, if they're upset with how we handle time off or like they didn't get their birthday off, like they can go to the union and fight. I am not including a union rep in any of my meetings. I'm not going to do it. We have enough problems, right? So I was against it. So I went to the State House and was asked by, I don't even know who, to speak on behalf of it. And somehow one of the senators was told that I was there and going to talk about it. And he asked me to go in with him and he wanted to be with me when we did it. And he was from our district. And so as we're getting ready to talk, he's, oh, I love unions. This is so great. And he was like, let's talk about how great unions are. And I'm like, hold on, we're on different sides. And he was like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, no, I go, I'm totally against it. And we get up there and we're both like, I'm like, let's just go for it, because it doesn't matter that you're for it and I'm against it. It's that both of our voices are being heard. And we laughed about it there. Everyone was laughing that we were unexpectedly on different sides, but we both cared so much about early education and wanted our voices heard. It doesn't matter where they're from or who they, what they support. Like, you want them hearing you because you're from there. They cover you and that's what they're there for. And then other things that they can do for us. So other things that they can do is, I've had an employee that let me go step back. The elected officials know more resources than we will ever know. There are so many things that every single state and federal government offers people. And until you ask, you might not know. So I had an employee years ago and her mother was very ill. Her husband had passed away and she couldn't work anymore. And she's, I have no idea how I'm going to live and support myself and take care of my mother. And so I was like, I have no idea. And she was like, can I get unemployment? And I was like, no, I can't lay you off because I have to hire somebody. So I reached out to, at the time it was Betty Poria. And she said, yep, you can do. And she had all these ideas. I had the woman call her office and an aide set her up. And we found out at that time, it's different now in Mass, but back then you could go on unemployment. It did not affect the employer at all to care for a parent. Now Massachusetts has Paid Family Medical Leave Act, which would then cover her for that. But back then they didn't have anything, or so we thought, right? I've had an employee who has literally not had the money for heating assistance. I have called an office for that. And she has gotten heating assistance. Let's see what else. I think that's like the big stories I can think about. There's been other things that I've called them for. I've been pushing a lot for flood funding because there were about 12 families in our town right now. We had this like literally nutty storm over this. I don't even know when, maybe in the fall, last fall. And I'm talking like bucket poured into the town. I'm like up to your neck. I'm not talking like your ankles. Like it just in this one area in our town, we had massive rain everywhere. Flooding was horrific. They had to rescue people on boats in a like residential neighborhood that just went under. And many people lost their homes and lost the home. And there's no funding for it whatsoever. Your insurance doesn't cover it. They lost everything. And I have been pushing them to find better funding to get these people back into homes that they don't have to pay for. So there's just so many different things that you can utilize your relationships with your legislation. So think about ways that you can connect with them. The last thing I want to just talk about is when things happen that are good in the state. So right now we have a brand new commissioner that after COVID, she moved on, thankfully. And did I say that? We have a brand new one. Her name is Ann Kershaw. She communicates. Like I might not agree with everything the woman does, but she communicates. She's a leader. She is completely invested in early education. And I feel so fortunate that we have someone like her at the helm. I'm so excited that feel like we have somebody that gets us and communicates to us. And I think that's half the battle. And you don't have to agree with everything that they do. So I write about her, you know, that I feel completely that we finally have somebody in our corner that we can communicate with, that shares things with us. Like we used to like all of a sudden the policies would change. No one would know, no clue, like what policy changed. We might get an email that this document was updated. Nothing's redlined. You literally had to sit there and read it all over again and remember, oh, did that say that or this? We used to get these emails on Fridays at 5:30 that some massive change was happening on Monday. Like it was just like literally nuts. Now we get like nice little emails. So great. I write emails about the C3 grant, that grant that we get. I write what I'm spending it on or what impact I saw it happen at my center this week. I write emails about thanking them for their vote on the vouchers for our teachers to get free childcare and tell them like I'm watching parents, my employees that are parents, a lot. They're now able to take their child to an awesome summer camp on a voucher instead of one, having to come up with summer camp money, or two, having their child sit at home with a grandparent or a neighbor because they can't afford to send them to a $400 a week summer camp at a YMCA. So I always like to reinforce when they do vote well, how it helps. And then you can also say, oh, you voted for this and look how it hurt me. Always make sure that the emails that you're sending to the team are good emails, right? And the emails that you want to see change in your childcare center. That kind of wraps up what I do. So find your elected officials. Know that their office structure is okay, that like talking to an aide is totally fine. And then email them once a week, once a month. Another little thing I forgot to mention is if you're part of a director organization group for your state, and you all feel the same way. Like right now, we're all like really frustrated with the C3 grant cuts that were unexpected the last 2 months of the fiscal year. And what we did with that was we all came together and we were like, let's just bombard all of our elected officials with this and bombard the education committee with it. And so that's what we've done. So you can pull together your resources to get your voices heard. So if you're a member of the club, feel free to jump on office hours. If you have an issue that you want to bring to light or you want to write your first email, I will help you do it on office hours. And if you have any other questions, if you're listening to this as a podcast, feel free to message us. And I appreciate you all listening or watching, depending on what you're doing. And if you have any topics you want us to cover on the podcast, just let us know. I hope you have a great day. Bye, everybody. Tips, tools, and strategies valuable for your child care center. To access even more resources and take your center to new heights, visit our website at thedirectorsclub.net.
There you'll find a wealth of exclusive content, training programs, and support tailored specifically to child care center owners and directors. Don't miss out on this opportunity to unlock your center's full potential. Remember, success starts here at the Directors Club.